Welcome. Enter the world of sensual by nature with your host, Oceana. Nothing is off limits here. We'll talk about sensuality, intimacy, love, touch, peaceful living, tantra, and much more. Now, here's your host, Oceana.
I'm very happy to be here with you today, and I hope that you're sitting in a wonderfully comfortable place to continue down the path of Tantra and a whole new way of living. Today we're talking about Tantra and the way of acceptance. You know, acceptance is a word that I have always heard, and people often throw around, just accept what's happening, or accept it's the past and put it behind you, or, you know, acceptance. It's such a big word, and sometimes it's so hard to do, to truly sit down, breathe, and accept what's happening in the present moment, understanding what you can do to perhaps change a circumstance, but knowing that first thing you have to do is accept what's happening in the present moment. Now, how many people today had a really busy day, maybe had a lot going on at work, maybe were in your car driving and hit some traffic? Just try to kind of do a backtrack of what happened in your life today and just notice where the points in the day occurred that you got yourself into a moment of negating the circumstance. Maybe you were fighting against the traffic in your mind, thinking, oh, this is so stupid. I shouldn't be sitting in traffic. I can't believe these people drive so stupidly. Or, you know, I could be doing something better with my time. Or you're at work and you're thinking, oh, this job isn't good enough for me. I should be doing something better with my time. I could be, you know, off on an island somewhere, or, you know, you start to daydream, fantasize, and negate the moment, or go into a rut of aggression and negate the moment, or maybe somebody said something to you that you didn't like, and you thought, oh, God, you know, why do I know people like this, or how could I change who they are to suit my needs better, or what can I say to make them see things the way that I do, instead of just accepting who they are and accepting the present as it is. One of the most healing forces in humanity is the fact that we are all interconnected and that we are connected to all other living things through our body, through the life force in our body, that mystery, that unexplainable kind of energetic force that makes our heart beat, lets our blood flow, creates this matter that creates our bodies, that creates all other living things around us that we can't explain. But we somehow accept that we've been given this life and for some reason we're here. Oftentimes we may fall into questioning why we're here and what the purpose is of this whole thing, this whole mishmash of life and people coming together and cataclysmic chemistry of change that naturally occurs that we have no control over and we're meant to sort of meld into and become a part of and float with. And we often, you know, don't even realize that just by waking up in the morning and living our lives, we're living in pure acceptance that this is, this mystery is our reality. And within that, our mind needs to somehow make sense of this mystery because otherwise we feel completely unsafe. But if we can drop into our bodies and start to realize that part of accepting the present moment every day and every moment as it does change is accepting that we have no concept truly of what's going to happen next. We have an idea based on an outline of perhaps what we've planned, but we have no true factual knowledge that we have an ability to predict exactly what is going to happen next. Now, a lot of people may find that kind of disconcerting. I find that actually quite calming, because if I'm in a state of mind where I'm trying to control or understand what this whole life is about, then I feel more out of control because there are no real answers. So for me, a truly calming and serene and spiritually connected way of life comes through the acceptance that I have no idea, that I am completely living within the mystery of this life force and of the organizational, somehow energetic pattern of this life force, and trusting that as each moment changes, the right things are unfolding for my own personal path. And that is the way of Tantra and the way of acceptance within tantric practice, to trust that the organizational pattern of things is exactly connected and we are living within some kind of a structure that is beyond our own understanding and control. Now, that's not to say we don't have a part in things, and of course I'll talk about that a little bit later, but the basic core truth is that we are life force within a body. We are energy, and we are connected. All of us are connected to each other and to all other living things, and we have no concept truly of what that is about, where we came from, how we were given these flowers to smell or air to breathe or what the true magic or mystery is behind all of it. But what we can do is accept that and actually live within the present moment of wonder in all of that. So when we're sitting in our cars and we're getting into that rut of mindset of negating the present moment and saying, oh, this is so annoying, I'm sitting here in traffic and I could be at the beach, or I should be at the beach, or I should have a better life and this shouldn't be happening to me, and that whole, and you know, even if we go into a deeper circumstance or a more painful circumstance of something, you know, somebody passing or some, you know, some illness happening or our body is being injured, there is always a reason or something to be learned from everything that happens. And the more we can truly drop into accepting that we don't have control and that we can't change the circumstance, but we can drop into truly experiencing it and seeing what happens next, will actually allow our nervous systems a nice break, which gives us a nice break from all these pharmaceuticals people are putting in their bodies, and gives our anxiety level a chance to really level out, and allows us to start to see the world in a much more open manner of potential the moment that we start to clamp down on things and try to control them or negate them. We lose sight or admission to life force potential of change, and we have no concept of exactly what that could be. Potential is limitless, and life force is limitless. So as people on a tantric path, we learn tools to allow our minds to calm and allow our awareness to come into our bodies, so that no matter what is happening in the present moment in our lives, maybe a relationship isn't going as you want it to, or maybe a job interview happened and you're waiting for a call back, or you are waiting for something to be delivered that for some reason keeps getting put off and it's putting your work behind. Things occur in life and we can choose how we deal with them. Things don't happen to us. We can choose how we allow them to happen within us. And the first step in the awareness around those kinds of choices are accepting the truth of what is happening in our bodies around what the circumstances that are being presented to us in our lives are. And one of the things I'd like to share with you that Osho says in his book, The Way of Acceptance, is accept whatsoever you are. This is the basic note, total acceptance. Only through total acceptance can you grow. Then use every energy you have. How can you use them? Accept them. Then find out what these energies are. What is sex? What is this phenomenon? We are not acquainted with it. We know many things about sex, taught by others. We may have passed through the sex act, but with a guilty mind or a suppressive attitude, in haste or in hurry. Something has to be done in order to become unburdened. The sex act is not always a loving act. You may not be happy in it, but you cannot leave it. The more you try to leave it, the more attractive it becomes. The more you want to negate it, the more you feel invited. You cannot negate it, but this tendency to negate and destroy destroys the mind, the awareness, the sensitivity that can understand it. So sex goes on with no sensitivity in it. Then you cannot understand it. Only a deep sensitivity can understand anything. Only a deep feeling, a deep moving into it, can understand anything. You can understand sex only if you move into it as a poet moves amidst flowers. Only then. If you feel guilty about flowers, you may pass through the garden, but you will pass with closed eyes. And you will be in a hurry, in a deep, mad haste. Somehow you have to go out of the garden. Then how can you be aware?
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
So when we just left off, we were talking a little bit about, a lot about acceptance, and I had just started reading a nice passage from Osho's book, Tantra, The Way of Acceptance. Now, what he's talking about is the basic, the core of our life force, nature, and our creative force in our bodies moves through our sexuality. So the more that we can learn to accept our sexuality and our sexual feelings inside of our body, the more that we're able to accept all other circumstances, which is why I chose that passage, because I was moving through just accepting things that are happening at work and things that are happening in, you know, in the present moment in your life, even if it's something like standing online at Starbucks or you know, doing something that seems agitating to your present moment when, you know, you're starting to think, oh, this could be different, or I wish it was different, or, you know, this isn't working out the way that I want, and then going into a negative mindset. The deeper way to engage in the present moment is through fully accepting whatever is happening in your body at any moment. And a lot of what we are conditioned with in this culture is that our sexuality is something to negate. That sexual feelings in our body that happen all day long. I mean, nobody can deny that we maybe aren't having a fully driving force to connect with another person all day, but sensual and sexual feelings within our body are happening all day long. Maybe it's just a little like pleasure wave in your body when you breathe. Maybe you see something that's pleasing to your eye and it reminds you of a sensual experience that you've had. Perhaps you see something pleasing to your eye that, you know, creates a sensual or a sexual wave of pleasure in your body. These are all natural feelings within our body and spirit, because our natural creative intention is to procreate. It's the base instinct that we have as beings who live, because the only way that our species continues to live is to procreate, right? So we, especially as humans, can mentally understand these feelings in our body, but it's our choice to decide how we act upon them, because the only thing we really have control over are our actions and our perceptions of things. And so the more aware we can become of our experiences and our feelings and our body sensory experience throughout the day, and the more we can accept what we're feeling, what we're thinking about doing, what we are daydreaming about, where we are in our awareness of our bodies, or whether we are cutting off from awareness of our bodies by negating the present moment or by thinking about something that takes us out of our bodies. These are all deep awarenesses that we can continue to develop that we had as children. And now, as adults, we may be coming back into our bodies through an awareness now that that's something that we really need to hang on to, or we lose our vitality as we grow older and we become unhappy and we become separate from one another and we go into a cognitive state of judgment or a cognitive state of not accepting, or a cognitive state of criticism, or of criticizing ourselves, or criticizing our surroundings, or criticizing others. And none of that is helpful to the growth of vital energy and cells in our bodies, and thus in the relating of ourselves and our bodies to others. So living in a negative state of awareness is something that is leading one living thing closer to death. And I imagine most people who are listening would agree that we ultimately want to be moving toward life. We want to be creating more life. We want to be creating more life in our bodies. We want to be creating more joy in our lives. We want to be connecting more deeply with others. We want to be connecting more deeply with ourselves. We want to be enjoying nature. We want to be connecting more deeply with all other living things. And that's a choice that we can make as a cognitive awareness about how we live our lives. Unfortunately, if we turn the TV on, we'll often get messages that say other. Perhaps we'll get messages that tell us that we're not good enough, or maybe they'll not say it so blatantly, but they'll show images that we are meant to try to live up to as a status quo in order to have purpose. We may be shown text that plays with our mind in this kind of dangling a carrot of how we ought to be thinking, or what we ought to be thinking about, or what we ought to find as value in our lives. And we can choose to decide if we want to take on those beliefs as ours. Or we can choose to decide to get to know ourselves and take on our own values and our own beliefs. And the more that we accept who we truly are and what your natural essence, your authentic self truly is, that person that you were when you were a child before you learned from society to judge and move away from your true voice or move toward what you were told was the better way to be, rather than accept what is and who you are and work from there, then we end up in a state of kind of compartmentalized living. The more that we give in to this thinking we ought to be differently than we are and trying to deny what we are, what we feel, where we are, and work from acceptance of what is and learn to value all of our body's energy and vitality and thus use that to create the things that we are most inspired to create in our lives. So Tantra says, accept whatsoever you are. You are a great mystery of many multidimensional energies. Accept it and move with every energy, with deep sensitivity, with awareness, with love, with understanding. Move with it. Let it live inside of your body. Then every desire becomes a vehicle to go beyond it. Every energy becomes a help. You accept your body as a temple, a holy temple, a holy place where you can go deeply into exploring the great mysteries of energy within you. You can trust that the more deeply you explore whatever feelings come up for you, whatever intentions you may have that you didn't know you really had, that you've been ignoring, that you've been saying it's stupid, it won't make you any money, things you've been inspired to explore, things that you feel that you want to say out loud, creative forces inside of you, impulses to inspire others or to open to others or to have a conversation about something with another person that you have been shying away from because you feel it won't do any good or it's stupid or your feelings don't matter. Everything that you have an intention to do is valuable. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to just jump into doing it. That would be living as a child lives, right, where they are very in touch with their intentions, with their impulses, with their instincts, with their wanting to experience all things or their wanting to go deeply into an introspective state of awareness. But as adults, we start to learn to do things in a responsible way where we have to take certain actions in order to maybe learn to walk a certain path to slowly create something that we want to create. But a lot of times what happens is we separate so vastly from our internal self, our deep essence, our authentic self, our inner child, that we learn to negate that, not value, and in turn create a life that isn't vital, that we don't feel any exchange of give and take of life, giving enforcement. We don't feel connected to the things that are happening in our lives. We don't truly feel invested, especially when our main intention is to create more money. The value in enriching our lives through our soul-led purpose, through the messages that we receive from our essence, through our inner longing, mysterious as they may be sometimes, but to listen to those things and accept ourselves, just listen to those parts of ourselves that say, hey, I have a longing to explore this. It doesn't mean that you will actually go out and explore it, but to listen to that, like, for you to feel everything. I will return.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming show.
How are you? Love to hear from you. If anybody feels like calling and speaking to me directly, I'm always very inspired by hearing other people's points of views or experiences or just anything that you want to talk about. So, what we're talking about today is acceptance. The path of truly accepting what's happening in your life, in the present moment, in your body and in the surroundings that your body is placed in your life. Now, one of the things that I think is very important to talk about is sensuality. Our body has been given senses, sensory awareness. And our senses are what connect us to the outside world. So if we choose to live a life where we are disconnected from our senses, where we live in our heads, in our minds, in our cerebral state of understanding all the time, we often feel tired. We often feel angry. We often feel lonely. And we don't know why. And a lot of times we try to use substances to bring us into our senses, to bring us into our bodies, to allow us to actually feel the present moment, to allow us to come out of obsessing on the past and worrying about the future. There are many detrimental outcomes to this path, to choosing to use substances, whatever they may be, people, anything chemical that you can create through connecting with people, anything chemical that you can use as an outside substance and put in your body that creates chemicals inside of your body that you are not allowing your body to naturally manufacture. Now, you can choose to learn to manufacture chemicals in your body naturally, because that's what your body does all the time. Your body is an amazing, it's an amazing organism that functions as an incredibly fine-tuned machine. And you can learn how to continue to fine-tune this gift that you've been given naturally one of the most important ways to tune your body is to tune your senses, because taking in sensually the present moment through your senses creates an even flow of chemistry in your body. Serotonins, endorphins, oxytocins, which allow your cells to continue to grow, allow the vibration of in the water in your body to stay on an even keel, and thus not become deviant and create cell mutation, which we all know manifests ultimately as cancer. So living a sensual life is not just to indulge in pleasure. It is to stay in flow with the patterning of the organization of the natural law of universal life, which is gravitational pull. It's staying in tune with the forces outside of your body that allow all of the natural occurrences to somehow run like fine-tuned machines as well, which is this great vast mystery that we choose to accept to live within and to continue to stay in awe of and hopefully revere through our actions, and realize that we are connected to at all times, and our bodies are smaller organisms and manifestations of these larger orbits. So the more that we are able to tune in to the present moment and not allow our minds to take over and take us into the past or worrying about the future and thus throw off our calibration of our nervous system, we live a much more balanced, happy, expanded existence. Now, oftentimes we have way too many things piled up on our plate, too many different things that we're trying to do at one time. And a lot of people say, well, I can't stop doing this, I have to do this, I have to do this. And a lot of that is ego. A lot of it is needing to prove your existence. And to the detriment of throwing your body off and creating disease inside of your body because you're not allowing yourself to stay balanced. The most important practice you can have as your soul foundation in your life is the practice of coming in to your body through your senses and learning to live a vital life with that as your foundation. Rather, like I said before, than becoming disconnected from your body, in your brain, in your ego, needing to prove, and then needing to dump substances into your body to come into your senses. And then all of a sudden making all these choices while you're under the influence of these substances and then wondering how come your life is a train wreck. Really learning to slow down and simplify your life to be able to exist in your body, in your breath, in the present moment, in your senses, and continue to work with your body's natural energy to put action in to motion from a unified sense of existence, not from a need to fulfill things that feel off or a need to prove to others so that you feel worthy. That burns out quickly. And I think in our basic sense of humanity and who we are, we can slow down enough to come to terms with what we know is truth and what we know is not truth for us. And then we can rationalize and come up with all sorts of reasons why we have to do this anyway, because, but we don't. Really slowing down, come into the present moment, listen to to what's happening in the room that you're in, even if you don't hear a thing. There's always something happening. And breathe. Allow that channel to open inside of your body that allows your senses to affect the inside of your body. Notice your heartbeat. Notice you can bring your breath a little bit more deeply into your diaphragm. And notice that you can hear perhaps a little bit more now. Let your eyes cast onto whatever's in front of you. If it's the surface of something, notice all of the multi-facets of a layer, almost like prism, that make up that surface. You may think you only see a white piece of paper or a black computer or a wooden floor, but that surface is made up of thousands of different reflections of color and molecules that are all made of a vibration of energy that are interlocking to create that surface, just as your skin is created. So allowing your awareness to open, to expand inside of your body through breath as you allow your senses to open, is the path to connecting your outside circumstance to feeling your internal awareness. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sensual by Nature with your host, Oceana. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows.
I'm happy to be speaking with you today on this beautiful Friday afternoon. And today we're talking about Tantra and the way of acceptance, and what that really means, and how to learn tools to drop into your body and learn to accept and trust the present moment and the organizational patterns of all living things, so that you understand that fighting against the present moment, or fighting against what you're feeling in your body, fighting against the circumstances in your life, is only causing you to go into a more deviant set of compartmentalized living and distractional choices you'll then start to make, choices to get you away from the circumstances that are bothering you rather than accepting that they're there and getting in touch with your true awareness about how you feel about these things. And either just choosing to accept them because there's nothing you can do, or really go a little bit more deeply into discovering whether you need to make some changes and how to use your entire life energy in your body to get in touch with the truth and maybe take some actions to make some changes slowly through acceptance, not an aggressive overnight change, but slowly seeing the path of truth and the path of making changes through accepting and appreciating really what is, Even something that's like a thorn in your side, you can learn to appreciate that as a way to a kind of a guidepost or a marker that's actually spurring you on to make change, so that you start to see everything in your life as a lesson, as a way to make change, or as a way to go more deeply into yourself and your senses and your experience, so that you can in turn tune into others more deeply. Now, some people say they don't have time for all of this. Well, it's your choice how you want to live, really. I mean, I'm not here to tell you how to live. I'm here to help you understand a deeper way, a deeper path, a more in-tune path, a more deeply accepting path, a more spiritual path. And that's through accepting all parts of your life and all parts of your feelings and your body. So we were talking last segment a little bit about getting into your body through your senses and the pathway to your inner awareness and inner truth and acceptance of your inner vibration and inner sensitivities through accepting what's happening in the present moment and really pulling that in through your senses and your breath. And I think we're going to be talking about that every week. So I do want to read you a little bit more from Tantra, the Way of Acceptance with Osho. Tantra trusts in your body. Tantra trusts in your senses. Tantra trusts in your energy. Tantra trusts in you, in total. Tantra does not deny anything, but transforms everything. And that's what I'm talking about. The more you're denying what's happening in your life, you're stopping the limitless potential from being able to occur. You're stopping changes from being able to happen. You're actually putting control on things. And the more that you accept things, you never know how energy transforms itself. The natural law of energy is that the more room it has to dance, the more change it will change. The more that you clamp down on it, the more it will deviate. And you'll see that through your feet, through how you deal with yourself and your feelings. If you accept how you feel about something, even if you're really angry or really sad or really in love or really want to get close to somebody, without taking action right away, because often action is a way to get away from the feeling. We think that it's taking charge and making moves, but it's actually a way to negate what you're really feeling because you don't want to feel it. You take an action to try to do something about it. But if you just sit down and look at it, like we were talking before about the multifacets of color within every surface and every molecule that makes up that surface of matter, well, your emotional state is very much like that. Your emotions have so many different peppers of color within every feeling. The more that you can just sit with a feeling and really navigate through it, really feel what the waves of sensory awareness that are happening in your body through those feelings. The anger, maybe it's pulsating waves of tension or of deep sadness or even of some kind of strange pleasure within the anger. The more that you drop into the anger, you'll start to notice that it'll shift. It will change into something else. And you'll probably go into a deeper state of awareness.
Thank you for joining us for this week's session of Sensual by Nature. Please join me, Oceana, again next time. Tune in to sensualbynaturestudio.com for upcoming shows. May the coming week bring you inspiration.